The scripture reading this morning will be Psalm 111. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart in the company of those who do right in the congregation. The works of the Lord are magnificent. They are treasured by all who desire them. God's deeds are majestic and glorious. God's righteousness stands forever. God is famous for His wondrous works. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. God gives food to those who honor Him. God remembers His covenant forever. God proclaims His powerful deeds to His people and gives them what had belonged to other nations. God's handiwork is honesty and justice. All God's rules are trustworthy. They are established always and forever. They are fulfilled with truth and right doing. God sent redemption for His people. God commanded that His covenant last forever. Holy and awesome is God's name. Fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Sure knowledge is for all who keep God's laws. God's praise lasts forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Isn't it just too much sometimes? Sometimes things can quickly exceed our limited capacity to comprehend them or to process them in ways that make any sense. When it comes to creation and any other work conceived by, brought forth by, or revealed by God, this is especially true. The psalmist is spot on when he says, with the help of Eugene Peterson's translation in The Message, the world's a huge stockpile of God wonders and God thoughts. I start talking about God, telling what I know, and quickly run out of words. Neither numbers nor words account for God. Jan Richardson says it much more succinctly. This wholeness of God is a mystery I catch only in glimpses. There's no better word of warning and advice in Epiphany. Oh, the Magi can teach us lessons about following the light of the star only you can see. They inspire our own perseverance on journeys that are prolonged with difficulty and undisclosed destinations. But as we struggle to describe the ways and places the presence of God is disclosed to us during Epiphany, we are quickly reminded that numbers and words fail. The wholeness of God remains a mystery we catch only in glimpses. Such is true of this year's annual report. Great effort and attention has gone into an attempt to account for the events of this past year in the life of our congregation. But all the numbers and all of the words fall woefully short. When it comes to describing the ways and places the presence and power of God has been made known to us, that remains a mystery we catch only in glimpses. In fact, maybe instead of calling this St. Luke's annual report, a better name might be A Glimpse into St. Luke's. Wait, that name has already been taken. That's the name of our weekly electronic newsletter that debuted this year. But it's a name that suggests, when it comes to the ways God's presence is manifested, when it comes to the moving of God's Spirit among us, when it comes to the work of the ministry that we are doing, we only have caught a glimpse. The mystery of God's presence cannot and will not be captured, neither in words nor numbers. Yet we long to find something to wrap our minds around it all, even if it is beyond our understanding. We feel the need to account in some limited way for the stockpile of God's wonders, which we have had disclosed to us. It helps us as we try to discover some of the epiphany moments that we might have failed to recognize or appreciate as fully as we should have along the way. But if words and numbers fail, if we can only get a glimpse of the full mystery of God's stockpile of wonders, what are we to do? Psalm 111 seems to give us a suggestion. At a loss for what to say when it came to lead the people in worship, or when it was maybe time for his annual report, the psalmist did the only thing he knew to do. Keep it simple, but yet reach into the depths of your soul for words, knowing all along that those words are bound to fail. Write them. Say them anyway. Search deeply for words that offer a glimpse of God's wondrous works and inspire people to respond with an outpouring of praise to God. The psalmist decides to simply say, "Praise ye the Lord," and to do it in the company of the congregation. How could we but do the same today? As an epiphany psalm, Psalm 111 focuses attention on God and how God's presence has been revealed among God's people, a presence which strikes awe in those who catch a glimpse of the wonderful works of God, which transcend all power and even imagination. Pointing to their shared victory, the psalmist declares the wonders of God's care and presence among God's people. This psalm, Psalm 111, is an acrostic poem. Each half verse beginning with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph to Tau, kind of an A to Z kind of poem. Such a literary style is an attempt to say that God's caring presence covers absolutely everything the people have needed. The Exodus, manna, the law, the covenant, the promised land. The psalmist's hope and intention is not to stand alone in his praise of God. Rather, he is trying to inspire and incite all the people to join in. Praise ye the Lord, by recalling all the wonders God has done and reminding them that these are deeds that touch each and every one of them as part of the community of the people of God. Praise ye the Lord. What an appropriate response on Epiphany, on the day of the annual meeting, to the disclosures that God has touched us with as a people and community together at St. Luke's. Praise ye the Lord. I wondered what our list would look like if we tried to get a glimpse, just a glimpse, of the wondrous ways God's presence has been disclosed to us on our shared journey this year. Ways from A to Z that God has repeatedly revealed who God is and how God has been working among us. What has been our bread in the wilderness, our fiery pillar, our water from the rock? Stuff from A to Z that will inspire us to raise our voices to God, crying together in the congregation as we worship, "Praise ye the Lord." Well, here goes. A is for the anniversary celebration and the Advent movie. B is for baptisms. C is for Christmas Eve candlelight communion and carrying the children. All God's children, regardless of their age, regardless of their needs. D is for dollar fund assistance, dancing with Jesus, and deserts. E is for engaged membership, taking up the work of our shared mission, and electronic giving. F is for fellowship time and financial information sessions. G is for the glimpse into St. Luke's newsletter and guests and more guests. H is for our hybrid worship and our hybrid congregation, for home visits and Homer Smith. I is for Ivy, the church dog. J is for joke day on Fridays and joy every day. K is for the kids pageant and the kids table. L is for live streaming and looking to the stars. M is for men's soup, memorial services, and Minnie Mouse. N is for new members and naming a star. O is for one more year in the 145-year history of our congregation, and for organ music that fills a sanctuary and our hearts with beauty. P is for our prayers, for the Pride Parade, the palm-burning service, and the poinsettias. Q is for the quilters and for everyone else who just won't quit. R is for Rally Sunday. S is for Sunday school, string quartet concerts, and the sharing table. T is for, well, tea, and for text in church. U is for utility assistance in times of need. V is for virtual worship and violin music. W is for windows into St. Luke's Facebook group and weekly sermon quotes. You're waiting for X, aren't you? X is for excitement and extended reach and ministry. Y is for YouTube views. And Z is for all those Zoom meetings. That's it. At a glance into the presence and wondrous works of our God in and through our congregation this year. But wait. The psalmist says God's praise endures forever. Now I think that's the psalmist's way of saying, don't be a Conrad Cornelius O'Donnell Odell. Don't stop at Z. To paraphrase Dr. Seuss, there are places yet to go. There are things yet to see. We'll be surprised what we find once we go on beyond Z and start poking around. If you want to stay with Z, you'll get stuck in a rut. But go on beyond Z, you're anything but. It's awfully hard work, so it's easy to see why most people stop at Z. But not St. Luke's UCC. So you see, there's no end to the things we might know, depending on how far beyond Z we go. So let's not stop here. How will our God be revealed next year? God's presence will be shown to us in so many surprising ways that we will never cease to sing our songs of praise. Amen.